You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords suffered a gunshot wound to the head in January of last year, and since then she and her husband, former astronaut Mark Kelly, have tried to maintain a balance between speaking to the media openly and maintaining their privacy. But they've just released a new book and now their first television interview since the shooting. The couple's giving the public a glimpse into the Congresswoman's long road to recovery. We had not heard from Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords until last night. Here she is speaking to ABC's Diane Sawyer.
Is there a word for Mark?
Brave. Brave.
Thank you.
Brave.
That's what I think of when I think of you, too. Tough as nails.
Tough as nails.
At the beginning of the year, U.S. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was laughing and talking at a Meet the Voters event at a supermarket in Arizona. The next minute, a gunman opened fire and shot 19 people. Six of them died. One was one of her staffers and a 9-year-old girl. And Ms. Giffords suffered a catastrophic wound to her head. She woke up in the hospital weeks later. No one was sure if she would ever speak or even walk again. And now she's doing both. Gabrielle Giffords was asked how she felt when her husband, Mark Kelly, told her the full extent of what had happened on January 8th.
And when Mark told you what happened?
I cried. Died.
Sad.
Sad. Oh, sad. A lot of people died.
Hurts your heart.
Yes, 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 yes.
Gabrielle Giffords says she didn't recall the shooting. Struggling to form sentences, helped by her husband, Ms. Giffords says she had to relearn simple things like how to smile and how to nod her head. And whether or not she'd stand for re-election next year, she says she wants to get better before she makes that decision.
Do you ever get angry at what happened to you?
No, no, no,
no,
no. Life, life.
Ms. Giffords, in fact, said she's feeling positive and upbeat.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I can see that your arm, your right hand, you move a lot more.
Yeah.
Now, is it painful? Is it hard?
No, it's difficult.
It's just difficult.
Difficult.
Yeah.
Difficult. Difficult. Strong, strong.
Ms. Giffords' trauma surgeon, Dr. Peter Reed, told the BBC that when he watched the interview, he was pleased to see how well she is. He says medical science can only do so much, and then the patient's body needs to begin to repair the damage itself.
People in her situation can continue to heal and reprogram for many years to come after that. So I think we can never give up hope. After a certain time period, the intensive rehabilitation programs can only do so much. And it's just a matter of time before the individual works within themselves to reprogram the brain so it can function better than it has been before.
That's a Dr. Peter Ree. The man arrested over the shooting is now being treated by mental health professionals in an attempt to make him mentally fit enough to stand trial. Well, we're joined now by Steve Fishman, a contributing editor at New York Magazine and author of the new article, What Would Gabby Do? It's running in this week's edition of New York Magazine. Also on the line, our friend Buzz Conover, senior political reporter at Arizona Public Media. So, Steve, in your piece, you talk quite a bit about this sort of idea of Gabrielle Giffords versus the real woman. Which one is the truth at this point?
Right, and there's a truth to both. Last night was the first time that we've had any glimpse of who she is, so I think that kind of weighs heavily now on our opinion. But still, there's an what's happened to Gabby, as everybody calls her, is that we haven't seen her. She's been away. She's become this idea, largely, of somebody who's recovering, of somebody who, as her book says, is full of hope and courage. And I think that that idea of her has kind of overtaken the reality of who she is. People haven't thought about her politically, whether she can run, whether she can represent her district. They've really concentrated, and to a large extent, the media has been incredibly respectful in keeping away from those questions, but people have largely concentrated and thought about her as somebody on the path to recovery.
Well, Buzz Conover is also with a senior political reporter at Arizona Public Media. You know, Buzz, I had an emotional reaction seeing Gabrielle Giffords last night, and I'm wondering what your reaction was.
It was actually amazing to see her. As Steve said, we have not seen her. We've seen glimpses of her. We've seen pictures that the office has released. But we really haven't seen anything that was not totally controlled by the office before this. So it was very, it was amazing to see her, to see how well she is doing considering the injury. And looking through comments in this morning's newspaper and talking to some people last night, that's what a lot of people are saying. They're just happy to see she's recovering. There are certainly questions about her future also, but the overall sentiment was happy to see her recovering.
Well, let's ask you then about the race next year, because she hasn't declared, and in fact, she made a statement saying she will not decide on whether or not to run for Congress until she's better. What will happen with that seat?
It's interesting. She really has until May to make that decision. In the meantime, her office is continuing to do constituent services. A couple of other members of Congress have picked up a couple of bills she was interested in filing because Congress, she had just been sworn in for the new Congress, as all the members had when she was shot. She'd only filed one bill at that point. It sounds like she's going to wait to make that decision. I know a lot of her doctors have said publicly that she has the mental facilities or faculties to go ahead and do the job. The question becomes communication and whether she feels comfortable with her level of communication in order to do that job.
That's Buzz Conover, senior political reporter at Arizona Public Media. Steve, in the few seconds we have left, do you think if Gabrielle Giffords doesn't run, will her husband run?
Well, first of all, I not to be cynical about this, but I don't think she'll run. I don't think she can run. And I think that last night has put a lot of attention on that. And once the real heartfelt sentiment around her recovery clears, I think that people will turn to that question. Will her husband run? I don't know. There's been some speculation about that. I know that the Democratic Party nationally would love to see somebody like him step in.
Certainly can't be running any more shuttle missions, that's for sure. He's got to find something else to do. That's Steve Fishman, the contributing editor at New York Magazine. His article, What Would Gabby Do, runs in this week's edition. And Buzz Conover, senior political reporter at Arizona Public Media.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.